5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. Let's get right into our Monday QA question. For all of you new to the show, on Mondays, I take a fan question and dig deep into their problem or inquiry regarding their sports career. You can submit your questions at podcast@workinsports.com, or you can message me through LinkedIn, or you can join our private Facebook group for this here podcast. If I pick your question, boom, you get a free month to our site, workinsports.com. We're the leading job board for the sports industry and have over 9,000 active jobs right this second. To be more specific, 9,013. I am looking at a social media role with a major sports agency. That's a cool opening. A marketing role with a San Francisco-based sports marketing agency. Game night staff with a pro basketball team. We got all the cool jobs, I'm telling you, people. Let's get to this week's question. This one comes in from Dan R. in Colorado, my old stomping grounds. Hey, Brian, I really wanted to attend your Sports Career Accelerator event this past week in Atlanta, but couldn't make it with my work schedule. Can you give us a bit of a recap and tell us some of the key people who attended and what you learned from them? Dan, I would love to. First off, the event was incredible. Of course, I am biased, but I'm just going to be a little bit honest here. This was our first one of these, so I was about as nervous as you can be. Like, will it work? Will the people attending be happy? Will our guest speakers show up? Did we order enough lunch? You really worry about everything. Everything worked out great, despite the fact it was really, really humid, and my body wanted to do sweat all day long. The overarching theme of the event, I would say, was twofold. Incredible team access. They let us in everywhere. And amazingly raw and honest advice from executives in the industry. I want to break this down a bit, and I'll share like one nugget of advice from each speaker that really stood out to me. I took a lot of copious notes. Of course, they had more. They had tons more advice and did a lot more singular one-on-one QA session kind of things where they talked to people on an individual level. But I'll try to share a little something from everybody. Again, these are cliff notes. You aren't going to understand how impactful this event was unless you were there, just like you aren't going to really understand Shakespeare with Cliff Notes. But we'll give this a go. First off, the first panel we had was David Livingston, who's the team president of the Atlanta franchise for the Alliance of American Football, David Davis, who's in development for the athletic department at Georgia Tech, and Douglas Quinn, who's the CEO of the Inspiration Sports Business Institute, and worked for 16 years as senior management in the NFL and was president and CEO of FC Dallas. Pretty cool panel to start. David Livingston. Now notice, there was David Livingston and David Davis, and I'm hosting the panel and moderating the panel, I should say. And I kept like stressing out over, okay, David one, David two, and not trying to mess that up, but they were both awesome. It was very funny. David Livingston, team president of the Atlanta franchise for the Alliance of American Football. What really stood out to me about David is that here's a guy that has deep business background. He has his MBA from Cornell. He has worked at Procter & Gamble and IMG and a lot of other big businesses. And he said when he's hiring, he's looking for business smarts. There's a lot of pressure in starting a new team and a league in a few short months, and there's so many things they need to do. So if he has business savvy people with him, he knows they can execute on a grand plan. So I thought would really, again, what really stood out is that his process of hiring the right people and trusting them was based a lot on their business background. Now, again, I have so many people who message me and ask questions and say, hey, I've been working in company at field X and now I want to transition to the sports industry, but I don't have sports specific experience. Well, according to David, he's like, that's not a detriment. Having that experience actually helps you because sports is just another big business. So lean into the skills that you've accomplished on the job. If you're a career changer or if you have a business background, those are good things, not bad things. David Davis from Georgia Tech. He really explained the role of development, which isn't a player development role. It's more of a fundraising role. As a former athlete, it gave him access to learn more about the business. He said that while he was practicing, he'd see this one guy at the field all the time and eventually went up and talked to him and found out that he worked in development. And the guy became his mentor and taught him more about the industry and about the business and about the opportunities. And now he's worked at Miami of Ohio. He's worked at Michigan. And now he's at Georgia Tech. Pretty cool that he took advantage of that opportunity. And he also talked about competing in a major market. You're in Atlanta, you've got so many other things going on, 6 pro teams, a lot of distractions, a lot of other events and museums and aquariums and everything else. How do you stand out for your dollars? How do you get to carve out a part of the industry and the local demographic who's going to donate to your athletic department? Can be tough. Douglas Quinn, the CEO of Sports Business Institute, of Inspiration Sports Business Institute, he really stressed on the importance of going after revenue generating jobs. If you have the skills that can generate revenue in ticket sales and sponsorship sales, anything connected to revenue, you're going to be in the business for the long haul and the world really opens up to you. In the next panel, we had Jakeem Jackson with the Atlanta Hawks, who's an HR specialist, and Ian Winkleman with the Harlem Globetrotters. Jakeem was really cool. It was really cool talking to someone connected to team hiring. Like, he's seeing the resumes. He's seeing the flood of people interested in their jobs. He spent a lot of time talking about the finer points of your resume and customizing each one for each job. So making sure you highlight those keywords that are important for that particular job. Highlight the skills that directly link you to that role that you're applying for. Ian Winkleman, they're selling an experience with the Harlem Globetrotters. They don't have a home court or season tickets, so they focus on the fan experience, making an event people really want to attend that is family friendly. He really stressed that if you focus on the event and the experience, you'll win in every market. You can go into a new market that you haven't been to before, and you've already established this brand that people are going to know what they can expect out of, and it's going to be fun, it's going to be enjoyable, and that makes their job a lot easier. After that, we went to the College Football Hall of Fame, had a behind-the-scenes tour, got to do a lot of their activities. Very cool facility. Kimberly Bowden, the VP of Marketing and Sales from the College Football Hall of Fame, joined us next. She talked a lot about competing for attention and the discretionary income of the people in a packed city with many different sports teams, but also many different methods for being entertained. I thought this was really valuable. Her discussion was really valuable that applies to anybody out there. Like, think of it this way. You're trying to stand out from the crowd of a stack of resumes. She's trying to stand out from the crowd from the competing Hawks, Falcons, Georgia Aquarium, all the other things going on in that local area. It's the same thing. How do you identify your standout features and make sure you're attracting people to them? You know, she spoke a lot about leaning into what you do well. She said they have to know their audience and how to attract them to their space. Same goes for you. Know your audience, know the job requirements, and then figure out how to attract people to your space, your mind space, who you are, right? It's the same thing. Whether you're in a tough competitive market or whether you're competing for jobs that a lot of people want, you have to lean into your skills and then really try to enhance them so that people understand how valuable you can be to their organization. And like Kimberly does, she has to explain to people and share and market to let them know how great of an experience it has you will have at the College Football Hall of Fame. After that, we went on to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Oh my goodness, people, that is amazing. Had a huge hour-long behind-the-scenes tour, got to go into the Atlanta Falcons locker room, got to see all the different cool facilities within the building, full-on tour, got to see it all. And then we sat in the stands and listened to Warren Parr, who's a senior director of group sales at the Atlanta Falcons. Very interesting to know, like all these teams, whether you talk to teams in the minors, or you talk to NBA teams, or you talk to NFL team or Major League Baseball teams, they have to really focus on sales staff because they have a lot of tickets to sell for a lot of different events. Warren said there have been times when they needed very little sales staff, that the NFL in a way sold itself on the ticket sales side. But now they have to work at it a little bit harder, partially because they have a bigger, more expensive stadium to fill. It's a little harder job to do. He also explained their idea to change pricing in concessions and how that's been great for business. They've made it a lot cheaper to go to the game. And he said what's really interesting is that even if you make it where it's like $2 hot dogs or $5 beers rather than, you know, $10 hot dogs and $10 beers, people are still, the bottom line still works out because people are just spending, they're getting 2 or 3 hot dogs or they're getting more beer, you know, and so it comes around. You're giving a good experience for people. They're having a good time and then they, you know, will spend some money there. So it's a good part of the process to make it fan friendly and make it seem very affordable. And then people, you're still not going to be hurting as a business. Day 2, we'll go to the Braves. SunTrust Park, very cool. Kelvin Scott, the director of human resources, joined us. He really hammered in on his process for getting through resumes when they have job openings. I thought one of the most interesting conversations he shared was that he does a lot of keyword searching. So he'll connect with a director or whoever the hiring manager is for a certain role. They'll tell him what his main needs are. Like, this is what I really need out of this role. And then he will go look for it in their resumes and the database and the different access points that they have. Well, he said that they were hiring for a PR manager recently, and the hiring manager, their first priority was that somebody has to have experience with writing press releases. And Kelvin said, I went through everything, all of our database, and we only had three people come back that said they had experience writing press releases. Now, don't think of this too granularly, like that just means you need to go learn how to write press releases. The bigger thing is that there might have been 100 other people in there with that experience, but they didn't customize their resume to fit this job opening, so they didn't stand out. So you have to take that extra effort to really customize your resume for each job that you apply to so that you can stand out with what they need. They're going to do keyword filters. Very simple. It's not some crazy algorithm. They're doing like control F and trying to find these keywords in your resume. So deliver on those things that they need for the job. Jory McMultry Palmer joined us also. She's a marketing and advertising manager for the Braves. Thought it was really cool. One of the things she talked a lot about was that she spends so much time in the numbers and in Excel and really evaluating the strategy of their marketing efforts and the choices they have to make. Like as the Braves, they reach into five states where they don't really have any other competition. And so she has to evaluate their advertising spend and how far it can go. Is it smartest for them to really just focus in deep on Atlanta, or do they need to reach into Nashville, or do they need to reach into Birmingham? And so she's constantly evaluating choices. It's not just about being creative. It's about understanding the data. I thought that was super important. Richard Thornton is a senior manager of ticket sales. He was there as well. He really stressed the sales process is actually about customer service. What was really cool is that we were in the midst of Hurricane Florence, right? So Hurricane Florence was hitting the coast, and the Braves said, if you are from one of these certain states, South Carolina, North Carolina, and you come to the game tonight, we will give you a free ticket. And so he said after that, they had made that announcement, their ticket sales department basically turns into a customer service angle where people are calling in and saying, how do I redeem my tickets? So they're problem solvers. They have to be able to relate to people. They have to be able to help get the message out and communicate. And that was really important to understand that a part of the sales process is just the way you handle people. He also had my favorite phrase of the entire conference. He said when he's into hiring and when he's going through that process, he looks for humble confidence. I love that. You need to have that in your head, is that he said he's had some people come into an interview that sit there and tell them all the things they do wrong, right? Oh, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. And he's like, yeah, I know these things. Come on. Don't tell me where I fail. You want a job here. You don't want to be a jerk. He said, but when people come in and they've got a humble confidence to them, where it's clear that they feel comfortable and confident in what they're doing, but they're not braggadocious about it. They're not over the top with it. They just have an aura about them. He knows that they're a good hire. Took a crazy Braves tour after that. We're in the dugout, on the field a little bit, all behind the scenes. Really cool. Then, I mean, what a way to finish up. We spent time with Atlanta United at their training facility, and we met with 15 different members of their staff in various roles. It was crazy whirlwind, but I really appreciate Crystal, who was our main HR liaison, who organized all of this and said, you know what? I don't want this to be all about sales. I want to get people from a lot of different departments. So I'm not going to go through all 15 members of the staff and what they shared. I'm going to stick to a couple points that I'm going to break out. But Chris Lee is the director of corporate partnerships with the Falcons and United. And two things really struck out to me very interesting with Chris. One, so he's dealing with corporate partners in the area. He's trying to get them to buy sponsorships or exclusive rights, like the exclusive beer of the Falcons or exclusive training facility of the main exclusive apparel provider and all those sort of deals. And, you know, the question came to him was how you would think that a lot of people want to be associated with your brand. It's young, it's hip, Atlanta United. Do you spend more time handling inbound phone calls where people want to be part of the sponsorship, or do you have to go out and actively search for it? And he said, you'd be amazed. The phone does not ring nearly as much as you would think it would. So they are constantly on the hunt, trying to find great partners that fit with their social values and just that really fit in with the business and make sense. And they're giving away, not giving away, but they're negotiating exclusive partnerships with the team. Those are really important and valuable pieces of real estate in a way. So that process of trying to identify and target and then present to these potential corporate sponsors, a lot of value in that. He also really emphasized that the extra skills that you could have, the more extra skills you have, the better. And what he meant by that was, we're in corporate partnership sales. But he said, if I can get somebody that has Photoshop experience and can help us put together some of these presentations we have to do, oh my gosh, he's like, I would be so thrilled to have somebody with that skill set. Like, there's all these little things you can add to your resume and these little skills that can really help you out. And here is a guy in corporate partnership sales saying, if somebody has Photoshop skills, I am more likely to hire them because they can help us with graphic design. Because we're going to these huge organizations or these local businesses and trying to get them to spend a lot of money with us. When we go in and present, we want it to look good. So if you've got those kind of skills, everything you can add to your portfolio, the better off you will be. Kate Gillen is in social media for Atlanta United. And you hear that and think, cool, creative content all day long. So much fun. But in reality, she spends a great deal of her time planning and thinking through content and how it serves their organizational goals, and then tracking the results of everything. If you want to work in social media, it is much more than just fun content and sharing videos on Twitter. It's tracking results, adjusting campaigns, analyzing reach, tone, impact, engagement, working cross-functionally with sales and promotions and marketing. You have to be able to communicate in a creative way to the social world out there, but you also have to be able to work with other departments within your organization to understand their goals and how social media can help fulfill those initiatives. It was really cool to hear her talk about it as a business role, like really understanding as the data and the analysis and the forecasting and the planning and all those things that go into it, rather than, oh, cool, this cool idea for something funny and quippy and snarky popped into my head, so I'm going to share it. It's a robust role, not some superficial I tweet stuff job. I think that covers the majority of the event, Dan. I need to catch my breath because I just ran through 2 days of stuff in about 15 minutes. But it was really incredible. And I was nervous, as you can imagine, and it turned out way better than I even expected. And I know that all of our participants and all of our registrants really enjoyed it. One of the things we wanted to focus deep on was that this wasn't going to be a 500 person cattle call where you might get 30 seconds with some hiring manager who just grabs your resume and then pushes you aside to the next person. We wanted this to be intimate. We wanted this to be personal. And all of our registrants got one-on-one time with all of these people and to get to talk to them and ask them questions and really interact. So cool. Proud of what we pulled off. And I hope that you guys out there listening will be enticed enough to attend another one of our events in the future. I think that covers it for today. I will see you on Wednesday. I got a great guest that I'm about to interview in the next 18 minutes, which I'm very excited about. Dr. Kara Wright, who is the director of business operations for the LA Clippers G League team. Super cool. Very excited about that. We're going to do that in 18 minutes and then it'll be published on Wednesday. I'll talk to you guys later.